أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله كما هو أهل والصلاة والسلام على أهلها أما بعد First of all, I thank all of you children, elders, women and men of the great community Chicagoland. But I have just a question which I want to share with you, that why we have gathered here? Why? What's the reason? Why? And what's our purpose? The purpose and the aims which have brought us and we have stand up here to show the solidarity with the people of Bahrain. But very shortly, I have to point out about a great point, which is that Ali Saud, which is interrupting and which is doing interference in the issues of Bahrain, what's the difference between Ali Saud as a Muslim country and between the Israel? What's the difference? I am asking, because Ali Saud also is damaging and demolishing our place of worship, like Masajid, like Imam Bargaz, and he is killing the innocent people of Bahrain. Likewise is being killed in Gaza and Palestine. What's the difference between these two powers? What's the difference? Israel also is damaging the worship, the places of Muslim, the places of worship for Muslim. And Ali Saud is also doing like them. It means that there is no Islam, no religion in Saudi Arabia. But they are just pets of the supreme, of the called supreme power of the world. I don't think that there is a supreme power. Supreme power in the eyes of Islam is just God. Just Allah. He is Allahu Akbar. There is no supreme power in this universe. We just believe in the governance and in the kingdom of the God. We can feel fear just for the God, just for Allah. So, I want to say another point, which is about the media. You know, we have called a lot of channels, a lot of newspapers, but you are seeing, you are looking, where is the free media in America? Where is? Do you see, do you look any channel of the world? We call them. So why this hypocritic character by this media is doing in the US, in America? Why? Where is a free media? And I want to say, and I want to aware American masses that they should be aware what is going around them. They should be aware. So I want to say that Ali Saud, which is doing brutality and cruelty, this is not just a dictator. All of speakers have said that Ali Saud is dictator, but he is not just dictator, but he is the biggest terrorist of the world. The biggest terrorist. You know that he is the biggest supporter of the terrorism. Who created Taliban? Who created? Who has brought in existence the Taliban? Who brought? Saud. So, there is no Islam, and I want to say American to the American people that what you are seeing and what you are listening about the Islam, about the Muslim, because you are seeing about the Taliban. Taliban doesn't belong to Islam. Taliban doesn't belong to Islam. And Taliban are not Muslim. So don't consider them Muslims. They are terrorists. They are terrorists. And Saudi government is supporting them. But I have to say that Saudi is supporting Taliban. But who is supporting Saudi Arabia? Who is supporting? Can you tell me who is supporting Saudi Arabia? You, all of you know, and you listen the speakers. So I have to say, and there is a question also which I want to share with you, that who runs the governments of the whole world? Who runs? Who makes the policies for the whole world? Because I am seeing there is no free government, no free president, no free prime minister in all whole the world. There is no free. But I am wondering, and I think that who is making the policies for this world? Who is that? This is a great question. Who makes the policies? So, once again, I thank all of you that you came here to stand up beside the innocent and oppressed Muslim Bahraini people. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Constitution of the United States of America says civil liberties for everybody. The Constitution of the United States of America says democracy among the societies, among the people, government by the people, government by the people, government for the people. So if democracy is good over here, the democracy is good in every part of the world.
And I really want to tell you, share with you, that Americans mostly are not as their policies of the government depict.